You're listening to 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Good morning. It's football season, and while sports has always been known to be the great unifier, this season it feels different. Hundreds of NFL players, coaches, and owners have all joined together to make a social justice statement during the national anthem. This past Sunday, they kneeled, locked arms, or stayed in the locker room during the song. This comes after President Trump denounced NFL players that chose to kneel or sit during the national anthem, calling them SOBs.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
The anthem protest started last season when quarterback Colin Kaepernick took a knee to highlight racial injustice. The on-field demonstrations have caused a wide rift between Americans, whether you're a football fan or not. Joining us now to discuss the issue is Gerald Griggs. He's the vice president of the Atlanta chapter of the NAACP. He's also an attorney, and he is wearing a I Stand With Kaepernick shirt today. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. So let's do a reset, first of all. The Atlanta NAACP called for a boycott of the NFL until Colin Kaepernick was signed to a team. Where does your group stand now?
Basically, the NAACP has called for a meeting with Mr. Goodell over the issue of Kaepernick, and then national organizers, apart from the NAACP, have actually called for a boycott. So we are favoring his employment with the NFL, and we are in strong stance with the issues of racial injustice that are occurring in this country, as we have been for 108 years. So we support Mr. Kaepernick.
Okay. And you have seen these protests that have been taking place all across the NFL. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a right step in the right direction, but ultimately we need to resolve the issue. One, that Mr. Kaepernick is still unemployed. And two, we need to reform the criminal justice system and deal with the issues of racial inequality in this country.
Of these taking a knee protests, those who disagree have said that they view the protests as un-American and that athletes should just stick to sports. What's your response to
that? My response, in 1776, our Patriots decided to take a knee by throwing tea into the Boston Harbor. So protest has been in the fabric of America since its inception. There's no such thing as an unpatriotic protest. The First Amendment guarantees the right to freedom of speech and the freedom of assembly and protest. So I think people need to read the Constitution a little bit stronger. I think that they need to understand the founding principles of this country, and they need to reevaluate what they think patriotism is.
Those who have taken a knee have said that this is not about dishonoring the flag at all, and that this is not about patriotism. But it seems like no matter how much they say that, those opposed, they stick with the, you know, you're disrespecting the flag argument. And I'm wondering if that could be perhaps maybe a safe way of justifying an unwillingness to listen or face the fact that too many people of color, including those who have served in the military, have faced inequality in America.
Exactly. My father was a Vietnam veteran. My grandfather was a World War II veteran. And when they came home, they faced racism at an unprecedented amount. And so for individuals who fail to realize that their racism has been an underlying problem in this country, need to reevaluate some things. No one is disrespecting the flag. No one is disrespecting this country. We are asking for this country to live up to its true meanings. And actually, kneeling is one of the most effective signs of respect. Mr. Kaepernick actually started sitting, and then he talked with a Navy veteran who said it would be more appropriate to kneel. So silent protest has always been at the forefront of bringing the issue to the table. And I think it's showing people what side they're really on. Are you on the side of justice, or are you on the side of oppression?
This isn't the first time that sports has been used as this catalyst for social change or discussion. How does this situation relate to other instances in history? We saw this during, well, we weren't alive at that
time.
The
68 Olympics with, with Carlos and Smith. Mm-hmm. I think it just further underscores the division that still exists. We saw it with Muhammad Ali refusing to be inducted into the draft because of his religious beliefs. We've seen it over and over again. And what history has told us is the people that decided to protest were ultimately found to be the real patriots. I mean, Rosa Parks was vehemently hated for taking a seat and starting a Montgomery bus boycott. And we see Colin Kaepernick as our modern day Rosa Parks. He's standing for all American values and ultimately wanting to have a conversation with our elected officials. This is about the rights of ordinary citizens 804 that have been killed this year alone by the police, 234 African-Americans nationally by the police. There have been 186 police involved deaths in Georgia alone since 2015. So we need to really concentrate on the issue and solve the issue both locally and as a nation.
What do you think is going to happen come Sunday? Are we going to see more protests? Will we see those perhaps at even high school sports, college sports?
We're going to see protests on an unprecedented rate. We're going to see teachers take a knee. We're going to see police officers take a knee. We're going to see lawyers take a knee. We may even see state legislative representatives take a knee, because this is the most fundamental American value. If you truly are a patriot, you remember the brave Haitian and African descendants who fought in the American Revolution, which is memorialized down in Savannah. If you're a true patriot, you are about everyone's rights and not just the few.
Gerald Griggs is the vice president of the Atlanta chapter of the NAACP. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This is GPB Atlanta.